If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. So a very strange thing. My kids were sending me all of these articles about the about Apple and Fortnite, and I have to say, I didn't quite understand it. Have you been following the stories, Anati?
Not at all.
And it was like huge in my house, and I kind of pretended that I knew what was going on because they expect me to know.
Yes.
Because it's what I do, but I actually didn't have a clue, and I'm so happy that we've got Stephen today because he can actually explain it to me. All right, Stephen, good morning, firstly. What is going on with the Fortnite?
Well, when I was looking at what we were going to talk about today, I realized that for a large number of people, Fortnite would mean nothing. It means 2 weeks, and that's about it. You know, it's been a fortnight since we last spoke. Not quite, but anyway. Yeah, exactly. But anyone who's got kids, anyone who's got younger people living in their houses or whatever, would know that this is a huge, huge thing. Fortnite has become the de facto go-to game for millions, if not hundreds of millions of people across the world. It's a great, you know, there's pros and cons and online gaming. Let's not get into any of that. But simply that Epic Games have coined it with Fortnite. They've grown to be one of the largest multiplayer online games across every platform known to technology. So you can get it on your PlayStation, you can get it on your Android phone, on your computer, you name it, you can find Fortnite everywhere. And just a little bit of context, Apple have always run their App Store extremely tightly. On any Apple device, that includes computers, iPads, phones, you could only get their apps through their App Store. There is no alternative. Android's been a little bit different. The Play Store on Android was exclusive, but there are other app stores. You can download other games without jailbreaking your phone, so or use other app stores. So it's a slightly more open environment. But yet, Epic, in the last 2-3 weeks, have decided they've had enough. They're not going to pay 30% to Apple for every single transaction that goes through, because that's the trick with Fortnite, as I'm sure you know. Once you start playing the game, there's all sorts of add-ons and extras and bits and pieces you have to pay for in order to make your gameplay much more exciting and much more challenging. And that, every single part of that went through the, if you're on an Apple device, went through Apple and they took a flat 30% cut. And back in 2007 when they were the challenger, they were tiny, they were selling a tenth of the phones of that company called Nokia. This wasn't a bad idea. But what's happened in the interim is that Apple essentially have become dominant across most, territories with their entire ecosystem. So even if you don't have an Apple phone, you might have an iPad or an iOS computer. And if you, not iOS computer, but a computer running OS, Mac OS, then you've been paying for every single thing that you buy. And it's escalated into a huge thing and has the ability of breaking the monopoly that that Apple have over the App Store. So they've actually, Epic, the owners of Fortnite, have taken Apple and Android to court, and Apple have come back and said, if you don't play by the rules and you don't change your app again to stop it from bypassing the App Store, we are going to remove your developer account and you won't be able to use all the technologies to make your game work on Apple. So it's looking like it's going to be a huge, huge fight. It's not going to go away soon. So your kids are going to drive you nuts because they won't be able to download and use all the various Apple and all the Fortnite updates. None of that's available on Apple right now and on Android. But if they're on Android, they can find alternatives. They can get it direct from Fortnite. But other than that, it is a huge shift in the way that Apple and Android run their app stores, and it just shows how dominant those app stores have become globally. You take it for granted, but 30% is a huge margin for various games, and Epic may be able to afford it, but smaller guys will find that it's incredibly expensive. And in fact, Europe have started an antitrust investigation into Apple. In other words, saying they're dominant, they are, they're abusing their power as a monopoly, and it's not entirely fair. So expect some huge ructions in this space over the next little while. Your kids are going to be driving you completely nuts.
Do you think this is going to be a trend? Because it's almost as though, you know, one of somebody's pushing back, and the question is, who will follow?
Well, that's exactly the point. And for example, a couple of years ago, for streaming services, Apple gave a little bit of an allowance. They said after the first year, so if for example, you subscribe to Netflix through the Apple App Store, Netflix pays Apple 30% for the first year and then 15% thereafter every month. So that's already a huge concession, and it sort of makes sense when someone's locked into a subscription for months and years. But they've never made any accommodation for any of the apps that run through their store. And considering the scale and the size and the number of apps that are running there, if Fortnite somehow are able to break this monopoly, it has absolutely huge implications for Apple's revenues, because their services revenues, that's in other words, not the revenues they get from hardware, but from all the software and all the stuff that goes through their app store in the last couple of years has become a significant part of their revenue. And as electronics become commoditized, you know, it doesn't matter what platform you use, software and services become the big deal. So very few guys can take on Apple, which is the exact point here. But Epic, being one of the largest manufacturers of these games or creators of these games, certainly has the clout. And I think they took this opportunity in the time when everything's in turmoil, there's so much change happening, to actually take the fight not only to Google and to Apple, but well, to both of them. I mean, can you imagine fighting those two massive, massive companies? So this has tremendous implications for the stores, for all the distribution of all games electronically. And it may well result in greater competition and the opening up of the Apple iOS platform to alternative app stores and alternative ways of getting apps. So the implications are absolutely huge, and it's going to go to court in the US. They already, Epic are now trying to stop, or rather prohibit, Apple from kicking them off the developer portal by the 28th or 29th of August, because that would effectively shut them down for now. And although they can't stop Apple, you know, from enforcing the rules of their app store, they certainly can ask the courts to let them, you know, continue until such time as the matter's been decided in the courts. So it's a big deal, and expect lots and lots of ructions. And it's going to be a challenge, because Fortnite has become a really big game amongst a huge sector of certainly younger people, and even older people that I know love playing Fortnite. People have done product launches through Fortnite.
Incredible.
So it's become quite a big deal.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. So where do you predict this is going to go?
I think a compromise will be reached, but ultimately this is a bit of a David and Goliath situation, because if Apple back down, then they have to back down for everybody, and the implications are trillions of dollars. And if they don't back down, I believe the weight is on the consumer side, saying, you know what, this is unfair. There's a lot of, there's no competition. You guys own the space, and it's not equitable for the consumer. And they may be forced to make changes to their rules. Either way, Apple is in for a bit of a fight here, and I have no doubt it's going to get messy, and it will probably result in greater competition. So watch this space. The game might get a little cheaper, because Epic are offering a 20% discount now if you bypass the Apple store. But it's a real challenge, because it will stop working if Apple get really nasty, and that won't be a good thing.